Play is made possible by grants from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the National Endowment for the Arts. A series of contemporary plays for radio. Earplay. This week's Earplay presentation is Chinaman's Chance by Roy London. London is a resident playwright with the Circle Repertory Company in New York. His last play for the Circle Repertory, Mrs. Murray's Farm, was produced as part of their special bicentennial series. He was commissioned by Earplay to write his first drama for radio. Chinaman's Chance by Roy London.
The story is Lithuanian, I believe, or Czech. In the early autumn one year, a man was crossed by his partner in business. He lost a great deal of money. And so the man prayed that his partner should suffer like him. He prayed to the Almighty, blessed be He, that his partner would fall on the ice that winter and break both his legs. Time passed, and the man suffered in his desire for retribution. And as the months went by, his suffering grew. But as the story goes, in late February, the man happened to be looking out his window and saw his partner take a great fall on the ice and lie on the ground writhing and screaming with pain. "My legs, my legs," the partner shouted. "I have broken both my legs." The man who watched from the window was filled with a great happiness. His suffering turned into ecstasy as he did a dance of joy for the Lord. He danced through his house accompanied by celestial music that came from within and surrounded him from without. He danced from the parlor, down the hall, into the kitchen. He danced to the stove. At the stove, he put the ever-present chicken soup on the fire. And then his joy carried him into the street, and he lifted his ex-partner in his arms and tried to calm his pain. He took him into the house and nursed him back to health through the rest of the winter and into the spring. Some versions say the period of recovery lasted through most of the summer. But whatever the length of time, he saw that his ex-partner could walk again, and he danced throughout the entire period. The story has no moral.
This is the mellow sound of WKTU. Lovely October day. Take a sweater along if you'll be out for the day, folks. Temperature is expected to fall into the low 50s. It's 9 a.m., and this is Michael Morse, mellow man of WKTU, where the sound is mellow.
Oh, low. Quiet.
Daniel? Honey? Are you here?
What?
Remember, the club at 7:30.
What?
The club at 7:30. Don't be late. I'm going to get a few more minutes sleep.
Okay. Barbara.
What?
I had that same damn dream again. The Bulge. Johnson. Oh, damn this corset. I saved four men in that battle. Why is it the fifth that haunts me? Barbara, call the plumber today.
What?
Why don't I dream the ones I saved?
Oh, because then you'd be happy. I don't know. That was 20 years ago.
It's 1976. It's Great Neck, Long Island. I'm trying to get some sleep. Dan?
What?
Could you please close the door?
Oh, I'm sorry. Daniel!
Oh, Billy, you do not enter a man's bath without waiting for an entree vu.
Come on, Dan, give me an entree whatever it is.
Vu. Vu. An entree vu.
Thanks. Hey, listen, Katie called before. Some problem with your ex-wife.
My ex-wife has a name.
Okay, okay. Some problem with Joyce.
Where's Katie?
Boyfriends. Listen, I'm not going to Martha's Vineyard with Dad.
That's good. Why not? I mean, who cares?
I thought you'd want to know, that's all.
I do.
Good. I'm going to Fire Island with Sam and Doug.
Well, enjoy. Watch out for the fags.
Yeah, right. Hey, Mom's asleep. I just need 30.
I gave you a $20 bill last night.
It's the weekend. You got Friday night, you got Saturday, you got Saturday night, you got Sunday, you got the ferries back and forth.
Yeah, I know.
You got gasoline.
All right, take it. If Barbara gave it to you, it'd be my money anyway.
Hey, thanks, Dan. Hey, tell Katie to come over next weekend. I'll give her some time.
Yeah, that's damn kosher of you.
Well, I figure she's your kid. You're good to me. I owe you something.
Katie's just 17. She's your age. Now, what's the matter? She really so difficult to take, Billy?
She just doesn't fit in.
She fits in with her boyfriend.
Harry's a real creep.
Supports himself.
Selling drugs.
Nevertheless.
You ever read The Prophet? You shouldn't worry so much. Khalil Gibran says, "Your children are not your children. They come through you, but not from you. You may give them your love, but not your thoughts." Look, I'll have Katie over. You know, life's really been good since Mom married you. And I appreciate it. I really do.
What do you really think of me, Billy?
Oh, that's a dumb question. What, are you insecure or something?
You're right. Dumb.
40?
Now look, take 30 from my wallet and get the hell out of here.
Thanks.
And don't wake your mom.
Love you, Dad.
No, you don't.
Love you, Daniel.
No, you don't, Joyce.
Love you, Daniel.
No, you don't, Barbara.
Love you, Daddy.
Why should you, Katie?
Gotta call Katie.
Katie's not here now.
Oh, I see. How's it going, Harry?
I'll tell her you called.
Yeah, do that. Listen, how's it...
She should be back soon.
That's good, good.
So on.
How's it going? Going fine, Daniel. Love your daughter. We'll take care of her. Thanks, Harry. Well, someone has to man. Christ. I need some coffee.
Barbara.
So, he makes it himself.
Tiptoe in the kitchen, where's your kitchen in the month?
Tiptoe in the kitchen. So, Billy, I cannot expect love, huh? I do have to finance its trip to Fire Island. I wonder if Khalil Gibran ever went to Fire Island. Oh, Christ, I'm late. They'll be working out the horses before I get there. Oh, damn that phone. Yeah?
It's Lou, sir. Am I disturbing you?
Yeah. No. Sorry, Lou. What is it?
Well, there are these photos here from Monmouth. Mr. Price was supposed to choose one for today's program.
Yeah?
We left them here last night, and he's not in. They got to set up the picture now. Should I?
Okay, yeah, choose one. Where the hell is Arnie?
Don't know, sir.
Damn, I figured at least he'd catch the first workouts. Two of the top 20 handicappers in the entire business, and neither one of us is there for the first workout.
Top 10, sir.
Huh?
Top 10.
Yeah, well, make it 5. Well, I better get a move on.
So long.
Yeah, Lou, I'll be in a bit. Yeah. I wonder if Khalil Gibran was ever divorced. Gotta talk to Katie. Make a note to call Katie later. Can't count on her to call me back. Wonder if Khalil Gibran had a telephone. Did he ever change a diaper? Yeah.
Dad!
Katie, how are you?
I was at Mom's. She's not talking to me anymore. I don't care.
Joyce, all right?
Same. She ordered me out of the house.
Come stay here.
No, I got my own place.
That's Harry's.
Yeah, so?
You want your own place, I'll lend you...
I'm fine.
Billy said he'd like you to visit next week.
Leave Billy alone, Daddy. I don't want to visit Billy.
You'll be visiting me.
Now, why does Billy invite me?
Well... You're both 17, I thought.
You think too much, Daddy. I gotta go. Harry wants to go for a ride.
That motorcycle will kill you.
Okay.
Don't say okay. I can't get anything through to you if you keep saying okay. You say okay and then go ahead and do whatever you want.
Okay.
I get worried, Katie. What if something happened?
Harry's cool.
What if you got into trouble?
Harry's ready to go.
Okay. Go.
I love you, Daddy. Please leave us alone.
Harry's old enough to be your father.
Daddy, he's 26.
Okay.
Tell Barbara hello and Billy.
I could have Harry arrested.
I'll never speak to you again. Look, you've got this real good life. Enjoy it, okay? I'm here, you're there. You don't like it here, and I don't like it there. Why should we pretend we do? I love Harry, Daddy. He's real good to me.
You're very pretty, Katie. Really.
Crazy.
You two want to have lunch at the track. How about that? The clubhouse, steaks, dinner...
Harry doesn't like it there.
Look, it's my business now. I'm the boss. Me and Arnie. End of the month, I'm off for 4 months. You see, I can make the rules. I bought you a pool. And Billy and his friends use it. Oh, come home, Katie. This could be your house.
I'll visit Thanksgiving. Yeah, Harry, I'm coming.
Now.
I gotta go. I'll come for a day real soon.
Bring Harry.
Harry won't come, but I'll be there.
And talk. If there are people here, talk. Don't be afraid. You're beautiful, Katie. You are.
Why do you want to upset me? Let Barbara and Billy buy the clothes and meet all the people in Provincetown. I'm different. Leave me be. If you hurt Harry, I'll never talk to you again. I promise. I promised Mom that. She knows now. Let's be friends, Daddy. I'm coming, huh?
Does he have you on drugs? Of course he doesn't. But he has you. Who are you? I'm Daniel Lewis. Are you Daniel Lewis? Yes, I am. Morning, Mr. Lewis. Why, it's so clear at work what people want you to be, what people expect of you. I'm boss. It's accepted, me and Arnie. I'm nice. I'm Daniel Lewis. I know who I am there. What Arnie does better, I can't do as well. What I do better, Arnie, he's amazed. Picks up the paper, looks at my handicaps. No one like you, Dan. No one. I love that guy. Why can't it be like the army again?
Daniel?
Huh?
What the hell are you doing? Talking to yourself?
I didn't hear you. I was thinking, looking in the mirror.
What did you see?
Well, I see you now. Hey, darling. I'm here.
No, I didn't brush my teeth yet.
I don't care.
No, I do. No, wait, I'll brush.
Wait a minute. How old am I, Barbara?
42, dummy.
Is that old?
Let me get some coffee.
Hey, you want to go to Fire Island tomorrow? I'll take the day off. 2. You want to go?
No.
Bermuda?
Artie and Irene are coming for dinner tomorrow, remember? Drinks at the club?
Oh, they'd understand.
I'm going to do that chicken thing you saw in the Times.
I was just joking. Do you love me, Barbara?
I'm your wife.
But do you love me?
I love you. Why? Don't you love me?
I love you very much. I just don't feel it all the time. You understand?
As long as you love me.
Doesn't worry you?
I have a 10:45 beauty appointment. I'll worry later.
You think I'm handsome?
You're 6'3" and dark, and you are exquisite. Now, move your exquisite tail.
Thank you.
What?
I said yes, ma'am.
Dan?
Yeah?
Is Artie all right?
Yeah, why?
I don't know. I spoke to him last night. He was strange, I thought.
I'll ask him.
No, don't ask him. I just wondered.
Mm-hmm.
You're late. Now go.
I'm going.
See you at the club. At 7:30.
Morning, Mr. Lewis.
Morning, Gladys.
Beautiful day.
Yep, summer's not over. It'll be hot again. Indian summer's always in October, you know.
Yeah, right.
That is quite a hairdo.
Oh, you like it? My husband calls it the pineapple.
Morning, sir.
Hey, Lou, you get that photo off okay?
Uh-huh.
Good. Arnie here yet?
No, sir.
Where the hell is he? We've got an 11:30 deadline on today's program. I worked half the night.
I don't know, sir.
Yeah, only that mother could be later than me. Look, you can start proofreading these, but I want Arnie to look them over before they go to press. You clear?
Yes, sir.
And Lou. Yes,
sir.
Lewis and Price.
Don't call me, sir.
Okay, one moment. Dan. For you, Mr. L.
Who?
It's Mrs. Price.
Thanks. Irene, what the hell's Arnie doing?
He's not there?
No. Vacation starts in 3 weeks, Irene. He'll have 4 whole months to get sick. Will you tell the son of a bitch to get his tail over here?
I'm sure he's on his way.
Where is he now?
I don't know. I haven't seen him since yesterday morning. I'm sure he's on his way. Tell him to call when he gets in.
Irene! Mr. Price called this morning, Gladys?
Not this morning.
Oh. Well, look, I'm going down to the barns, Gladys. Arnie calls, transfer it down there.
Yes, Mr. Lewis.
How are you, Mr. Lewis?
Hi, Max. Mike?
Morning, Mr.
Hey, Big John.
Hello, Mr. Lewis. Come on. Quiet down now, fella. Quiet down.
Yeah, he better be quiet. He's the winner in the third.
Come on. You and me know it's Demon Guy.
He's never worked out here.
But he's such odds on.
Nevertheless.
Now, what about Cadet?
That was Monmouth. What's the rule?
It's not how does the other horse run, it's how does my horse run.
That's right. Simple as that.
You ain't supposed to be telling me this.
So I'll call it a present for a beautiful day. Hey, did you see Shoemaker on TV on Saturday?
Nah. I don't watch much.
Oh, you should have. Sports Challenge. He was mystery celeb. Ex-football player.
I'll get the phone.
No, it'll be for me.
Come on, boy. Quiet down.
Number 5.
Mr. L?
Yeah, Gladys. You got Arnie for me?
No, Mr. Lewis. It's Mr. Pugliafito. He wants to talk.
Tell him I'll call him back.
He says it's urgent.
Well, tell him he's my lawyer. I hire him, and I'll call him when I'm good and ready.
Very urgent.
Okay, put him on.
See you later, Mr. L.
Okay, Big John. Catch you later.
You're through.
All right, what the hell is it, Vinny? This better be important, or...
Daniel, you're sitting down.
Christ, Vinny, anyone gets on the phone with such a serious tone, and I know it's cancer. Now, is it cancer, Vinny?
No, babe. Worse.
That's very funny. Okay, what? Now, come on. I got work to do.
You seen Arnie today?
What's wrong with Arnie?
You seen him?
No, as a matter of fact, I haven't. Will you get to the point of this, Vin? I haven't had lunch.
Okay, the point is this. Arnie Price has brought your partnership into bankruptcy.
What?
For over a year, he's been juggling numbers and sifting off funds. And last week, he took a rather large chunk, and I gather he lost it. So he had to cover that.
Stop! I don't believe any of this. You don't call me up and tell me that my partner is a cheat. Not on my phone, you don't. I do not operate that way.
Sorry, Daniel, but I'm afraid Arnie does.
Now look, you don't understand, Vin. He's my friend. Katie's godfather. We own things together. We shook hands. Now, you've made a mistake.
I told you there were loopholes. I told you this could happen to either of you the way you had things set up.
No. Friends don't need papers. Finn, he named my horse Chinaman's Chance. He saw him after he was bought. He said he didn't have a Chinaman's Chance. It stuck. It made me laugh. It stuck.
Well, Chinaman's Chance is still yours. And I think I can salvage some of the joint ventures for you, but be prepared. Your losses could come to nearly 50 grand.
I don't believe... He doesn't gamble. He doesn't even gamble, you son of a bitch.
Kill the messenger, Dan. The message is the same. You want to come in and talk?
Okay. Okay, I'm coming over, Pulifito, but you better know what you're talking about.
The story is Lithuanian, I believe. Or Czech.
Love you, Daddy.
Why should you, Sadie?
Love you, Daniel.
I never thought you didn't, Arnie.
In the early autumn one year, a man was crossed by his partner in business. He lost a great deal of money.
Mr. Lewis, where you been? I was just...
I've been here, Gladys. Has Mr. Price been in?
Lewis, I wish you'd...
Gladys, did he come in?
He came back for 2 minutes, Mr. Lewis. Called first and asked if you were here.
Damn.
He was, you'll forgive me. Real drunk,
damn.
I think. Real
damn.
Drunk. Didn't say a word. Not even...
Damn my eyes for not looking. May he die. May he suffer like me. May he find himself in hell alone,
what's
suffering.
What's happening around you, Mr. Mr. Price drunk and weird like that? Mrs. Price...
Gladys, okay. What time is it?
6:30.
I gotta get to him before he runs. Listen, if my wife calls, tell her I'm not gonna be at the club. Tell her she can't reach me. The phones are disconnected.
Where are you going?
I have a visit to make.
Mr. Lewis, what about Mr. Price? He all right?
No, Gladys. He's a dead man.
Open up! Open up! Get the hell out here! Open this damn door! I know you're in there.
Dan.
Where is he, Irene? Get him down here.
Please go away now, Dan. He's not well. Please.
But he's not well. Well, I have great pity for him. I am, of course, just fine. I own nothing. I am nothing. And your husband did it to me. Oh, I'll survive, but I'll be damned if he does.
I'm sorry, but
he's... Hello, Dan.
Arnie, no.
Hello,
he's mad.
Arnie,
get upstairs.
Old pal.
I have nothing to say.
You say it.
I said I have nothing
say
to...
It. Say you cheated me blind. Say you lied to me. Say you pretended you were my friend. No. Say you made me love you like my buddy.
Dan.
Say you don't give a damn about me. Now, you say
no, it. I can't.
You say it, or I'll kill you.
Oh, my God. Please stop it, Dan.
I
go
can't.
Home.
I
You're
did...
getting all wet. Tomorrow.
I couldn't help myself.
No,
I'm sorry.
No. Not I'm sorry. My mother said America was a wonderful place. You could kill a man and then get out of it by saying you're sorry. Well, I will not accept sorry.
It's all I can do.
Dan, leave us alone.
Arnie, I curse you. Listen to me closely. I am a very big man. I'm very strong. I could crush you now, easily. But that would be too simple. No. I curse you. May you lose everything. May your mind lose control of your body. May everything that is near and dear diminish and die. May you never feel comfortable alone or in company. May sleep be impossible. May waking be a nightmare. I curse you. Like you cursed me.
I couldn't help myself. I am so ashamed. I'm sorry.
No, because then it ends. And this does not end. Not till I'm satisfied.
Oh. Dan, don't, you're hurting me in my neck.
No, Dan, don't, please.
And now I let you go, because that would be too easy. There's a better way, and it shall come. I've got to be getting home now. My wife will be worried sick. Close the door, Irene. The rain is coming in. Good night, pal.
In the early autumn one year, a man was crossed by his partner in business. He lost a great deal of money. He prayed to the Almighty, blessed be he, that his partner would fall on the ice that winter and break both his legs. Time passed, and the man suffered in his desire for retribution.
Hi, darling! Oh, who would believe it? Late October, and it feels like August. Really an Indian summer, isn't it? Wait till you see the zucchini I found. Aren't they gorgeous? I've never seen them this big. I thought something light. A salad? The zucchini. Daniel Lewis, will you please answer me? You are in front of that television for 3 weeks now. You don't speak, you don't move. I might as well be dead. Or on a trip. I don't believe you'd even know I was gone.
I think that would be a good idea.
Oh, I'll kill you.
Two good ideas in a row. Oh,
no, please. Please, listen to me. There is nothing you can do, Daniel. We have to move on.
Don't talk to me about moving on. If I could move on, I'd move out of this chair. I can't do that, so don't philosophize with me about what I should do.
You can do nothing. Vinny's the best, and if he says...
No! Your best friend cheats you out of your work and energy and love, Barbara, love. There must be some one thing you can do. I just haven't thought of it yet. But I will. I will.
Let's go away. Florida. Let's give Chinaman's chance a go at Hialeah, huh? Well, let's go anywhere. That'll make you feel better.
I will not feel better until he suffers.
He is suffering. They never go out. Just a few friends visit. He is suffering.
No, not like me. He couldn't help himself. I'd like to feel like that once. Must be liberating.
We should enter Chinaman's chance in a couple of races, huh? It's not fair to the animal to keep him from racing. He might be a dynamite 3-year-old. You said that. Some great twos can't make it at 3, and some twos that couldn't at 2 mature at 3. Let's take him to Florida.
Go. You go. You do what you like. You have your cards. You have your checkbook. Go. I do not want to go anywhere.
Dan, please. Turn that down. Turn it down. Oh, God, Daniel, what are you doing to me?
Suffered in his desire for retribution. And as the months went by, his suffering grew.
Billy?
Oh, wow. You scared me, Dan. Hey, this is my room. You should knock.
You know the one about the jockey who was always loaded? We couldn't figure out where he got his hooch, so one day...
Oh, yeah, that's a funny story, Dan. Yeah, I remember that one.
It's not all that funny, Billy.
Well... I was just trying to...
Right. Just trying to cheer me up. Did your mother give you instructions?
Well, she's right. And I like you when you were all decent and fun. And if you're not going to be fun, leave me out of it. Because my dad is paying for college and I don't take anything from you.
I'll tell you another story. My dad told it to me. It's kind of like the prophet. A man leaves his town to go to the forest. A judge he was. And one day he sentenced a fella to 20 years, or a hand cut off or something. This was in Russia a long time ago. The condemned man looked at the judge and said, "Why are you doing this to me?" And the judge, who passed sentences for so many years, suddenly felt guilty. So he figures that he has to get away from all men, away and separate. He leaves his house and his wife and kids and lives in the woods, hunts for food. But one day, as he speared a deer, it looked at him straight in the eyes, and its eyes said, "Why are you doing this to me?" So he stopped eating meat and lived on berries, slept when the sun set, arose when the sky started to lighten. He was happy. But one day, another man from his town happened to come by and saw the judge. And he seemed so happy and content. So he went home and took a few things and left his family. And he moved to the forest. Soon all the men in town hear how happy it is in the forest. And they all leave town to live in the sun and the berries. Well, the women of the town were outraged. They knew it was the judge's example that had seduced their husbands. So they grabbed all the sharp instruments and shovels and ran into the forest and found the judge. And they beat him and kicked him and shouted as they killed him. Why did you do this to us?
Yeah?
Go and do whatever you have to. I can't be responsible for you.
You're nuts, Daniel.
Certifiably nuts!
Hello, Barbara.
It is 5:30 in the morning. Where have you been?
Walking. Oh, God, I'm cold.
Well, what did you expect? It's November 20th. It's supposed to be cold. Walking where?
Around.
Oh, baby, baby. You've just been too hurt. It's human to get hurt, but you can get too hurt. After a certain age, you're supposed to know how not to. It's been 2 months now.
Leave me for a while. Take Billy, or if he wants to go stay with Dave or one of his other friends, let him. Leave me. It'd be best.
The man cheated you. He gambled. Okay, so he's a bastard, but he's also a poor sap. No, we're going to do just fine. When all is said and done, one can live a very full life without a membership in that damn country club. And if we can't afford foie gras, we'll just have to have chopped liver.
Look, take Chinaman's chance to Hialeah. Horse deserves to race anyway. Stan Denby down there will see if they enter him in some small purse races. If he does well, you could see about some big stakes. Go. Charge it. If you stay, I'm bound to hurt you so you'll hurt me back. So hurt me first and go for a while, huh?
Damn Arnie Price for doing this to you.
Don't worry. He will be damned. I'll see to it.
You're nuts.
I will. I pray to God every minute. I send out every bit of energy to him to punish the man. There's nothing else I care to do.
Dan, I'm going to Florida tomorrow.
Nothing.
Dan?
Hi, hon. Merry Christmas. How about another?
Yeah, sure. Is it Christmas yet?
It's 4 in the morning, sweetheart.
It's funny. I thought it was supper time. I gotta make a call.
Where's your family? You're gonna spend the holiday with them, aren't you?
Please.
If they're wondering where you are.
Look, give me a double. I'll be right back.
Oh, okay. Give us a double here, bartender.
Hey,
Hi, Katie. Did I wake you? I'm sorry. It's Daddy.
What's up?
I don't know. I just thought...
It's 4 in the morning. I was asleep.
Okay.
Daddy.
I'm sorry, Kate.
Daddy, you're drunk.
It's my fault. Sorry, kid. Katie, I do love you. Do.
Oh, Daddy, we gotta get up early. Traveling tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'll call you when I get back.
Yeah.
I'm going to Harry's folks for Christmas.
He's got folks?
Sure, Daddy. I'll talk to you after New Year's, okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
Good night.
He's got folks. Hey, everybody! Harry's got folks! Yeah, ain't that something, huh? Set him up for everyone! Harry's got folks! Imagine that. Harry's got folks.
Yes?
Dan? Dan, buddy, Happy New Year. It's Baxter.
Baxter.
Right.
Baxter Stone.
Right. Hi, chum. Been a long time. How's it going?
Baxter. Old Baxter. You're in Atlanta?
Right.
That's long distance.
Yeah. Ethel and I have some friends over. I know it's crazy, but Ethel, she turns to me and says, Happy New Year. And Ethel starts to cry and says, you know, if it weren't for Dan Lewis, you wouldn't be here with me. And she's bawling, and she's right, you know? Anyway, I start crying, too, because she's right. And I says, I'm going to call the bastard and thank him again for saving my life over there all those years ago, and I should do that, and so I have. It's silly, I guess. But anyway, thank you. So how's the family?
It's not silly. It's fine. It's just fine. They're fine. Barbara's fine.
Hey, come to Atlanta. You gotta see the kids. Doug's in law school. Francine is such a beauty. Looks like her mother, but with her tats, blue eyes. Regular Miss America.
Yeah, we'll visit.
Right, pal. So happy New Year again.
Yeah. Happy New Year.
Oh, what the hell? I'm watching the game. Damn. Yes.
It's me, Miss L.
Me who?
Gladys.
It's open.
Mr. Lewis, what happened?
What do you mean, what happened?
Look at you. You look awful. Is that a beard you're trying to grow?
Mm.
Oh, dear, look at yourself. No wonder she was worried.
Well, Gladys, what you see is a fair expression of how I feel. Who was worried about me?
Mrs. L calls me last night. Says she can't get no answer here.
I don't answer the phone. You never know. Might be an obscene caller.
I gotta call her back and tell her how you are and all. What am I gonna say? You're a mess.
Thanks.
Listen, Mr. Lewis. May I sit?
Yeah, sure.
Mr. L, you took all this too hard. We all felt bad. I was depressed for days. I mean, Mr. Price was so nice, I thought. A gentleman.
Mm.
It was a shock. But you took it personal. That ain't right.
What about Arnie Price, Gladys? What's he doing?
I hear he's okay. But he was disgraced, Mr. Lewis.
No, not like me.
You didn't do anything bad.
I did the worst. I got taken. So So Arnie Price is doing okay, huh? Damn it all to hell. That's not fair.
I'm supposed to tell you something. Guess what? Bet you can't.
Right.
Chinaman's Chance won the Flamingo and the Bahama.
What?
The Derby, Mr. Lewis. He'll probably make the Derby.
I knew that silly two-year-old losing proposition would mature at three.
Uh-huh.
He'll mature. He'll make it. I told everyone. I did, Gladys. You remember.
I do, and you're excited.
Just do me one favor, Gladys, will you?
Name it, anything. My life I'd give for you. Lay across a railway track,
just,
I would.
Just let me know anything you find out about Arnie. I want to know what happens to him. Be my spy. And please, tell me he is dying.
We're all dying, Mr. L.
Promise me.
Yeah, all right. I promise. Now, I gotta go. See you later, Mr. L.
Make it soon, Lord. Make it soon.
It's Billy, Dan. I came back to pick up my skis. I'm going over to Dave's place. Daniel, are you all right?
Yes.
Can I come?
Don't turn on the light.
Oh, Mom said to let you know that Chinaman's made the Derby. He qualified yesterday. You look terrible, Dan.
I'm fine. Just resting.
You got to take care of yourself.
Enjoy Vermont.
Hey, Dan, please. Call Mom and go down to Miami or get her home. This is no good. You look sick.
Don't make it sound too bad when you call her, son. Your mother has enough to worry about.
Well,
Lie.
Okay, I'll lie. But I'm going to get her home. I love you. Well, I got to go.
Enjoy, son.
Hey, Connie! Hey, you hear about Arnie Price?
What?
Arrested. It's real weird.
What about Price?
I don't know. Arrested. I gotta get going. It's a long drive.
What about Arnie Price?
Oh. Could it be? Arnie Price? Gladys. Gladys will know.
Gladys. Call Gladys. Arnie Price, huh? What about Arnie Price?
Hello?
Gladys, this is Mr. Lewis.
I just couldn't call you. It's wrong.
What?
The girl. Classic cinema. Only 12.
Classic.
God, this world is filled with surprises.
What? Gladys, honey,
12 years old.
Who? Well, what about her?
I can't talk. Why don't you leave me out of
no,
it?
No, Gladys, tell me.
I don't hate no one,
Gladys,
and I
please,
don't understand people who
Gladys,
do.
Just tell me. Hit and run? Is that it?
I'm sorry.
Gladys!
Oh, God.
God. Please. Yes, it must be. Arnie Price, eh? Gladys.
Good afternoon, Barbara Lewis.
Barbara Lewis, please.
One moment.
Barbara.
Hello?
Hello, darling. I miss you. I want to groom Chinaman's Chance for Derby Day.
Daniel?
Yeah.
Oh, Billy called me. I was going to come home.
I'm fine. Really, stay. We want the Derby, don't we?
Oh,
listen. You heard about Arnie.
Everything. It was the talk at the clubhouse.
Yes.
You know how small the racing world
is.
Oh, yes. Poor Irene.
Yes. Awful, isn't it?
You must feel sorry for him.
Of course I do. When did it happen?
Irene's leaving him, taking the kids, of course.
Oh, but when exactly did it happen? It was in Syosset, right?
The kid was alone.
Well, was it only him in the car?
What car?
Huh?
You must have heard it wrong.
Yeah?
The alley.
The alley?
Well, first he sat next to the girl and annoyed her.
Oh.
You must have heard that.
Sure.
Followed her out into the alley.
What?
She screamed or something, and he ran and slipped on the ice.
Ice?
Imagine, parents letting a 12-year-old go to a movie alone at night. The kid was in shock for hours. Is she all right now?
Huh? Yes, I think so. Have they arrested him?
Of course. You heard they didn't?
Dear Lord. No, I just... Oh, dear Lord. Oh, dear precious Lord. Barbara.
What?
Tell Stan I want Gomez on Chinaman's Chance in the Gulf Stream.
But...
I don't care who's set. I want Gomez. We'll need him for the Derby. Triple his usual fee.
Sure.
And I want to print that on all the other Derby contenders. Barbara, I'm flying down to Miami today. I want it as soon as I get there.
I was fine. So worried.
I'm fine. I'm fine. Barbara, I'm sorry about before, but I'll make it up to you.
You already have.
Bye, hon. Listen, I got a lot to do if I'm going to get down there today. Listen, only Gomez.
I'm so happy.
He got it, God. Sprawled on the ice. Crawling away from disgrace. Totaled. Wrecked. Dirty. Filthy. Useless to anyone.
His suffering turned into ecstasy as he did a dance of joy for the Lord.
I don't know what to do, God. I'm alive. I'm back. Oh, thank you, dear world, for making it just right. It's light again. I can see my arms move. My legs move. Oh, God is good. Air, music, me. Oh, God. I am whole. I am one. I am.
I will groom Chinaman's myself.
I'm coming.
I will do my part, Lord. You have done yours.
Irene.
Hello, Daniel.
Come in.
No. The kids are in the car. We're going to my sister's.
You need anything?
I want to ask a favor, please.
Name it.
I just don't trust anyone like I trust you. Odd, but true. The house is in my name. I've put it up for sale.
Irene.
Hines and Company are handling it. If you check up on what's happening. I'm, filing for divorce, you see. If you just check with the Hines Company, it'd be good to know your eye was on it.
Divorcing him? But he needs you.
I stood by that mess at the track. I wanted to leave then. Oh. You know, I had a hunch it wouldn't mend. Like the track. When you don't bet your hunch, you're always sorry. Gotta play what you feel. Always.
But he's yours.
No, Dan. No more. My hunch is I don't belong with him. Gotta go. Thanks, Dan.
It's nothing. Hey, I got about $1,500 here. Here, take it.
I can't.
You can.
I'll get it back to you.
I never want to see it again. Call it a present.
I hope they lock him up forever.
He's on bail now?
Are you kidding? He hasn't got a dime. I gotta go. Thank you, Daniel. I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry. It means nothing.
He danced from the parlor, down the hall, into the kitchen. He danced to the stove. At the stove, he put the ever-present chicken soup on the fire.
I love you, Daniel.
I love you, Daniel.
I love you, Daddy.
Gladys, it's me. Now listen. Just listen. You got something to write on?
Yeah.
Okay, now I want you to call Chief Demarest for me. Find out what the bail is on Arnie. Now tell them that I want him under my recognizance.
Okay.
I'll be over there in 5 minutes with a check. And Gladys, you tell them that Stan Lewis said to make sure he's treated decently till I get there. You tell them to remember. You're dealing with a friend of Dad.
Right away, he's upset now. And further back, it's gold first. And the final horn is loud and clear. They're still pretty well bunched as they get down the back stretch with bar none holding on the lead by half a length. Now Dobby Boy looks for room. And on the outside, True comes up. Gold Burst has made a sudden move. And now we have four of them battling for the lead as they move into the final turn. Bar none on the inside by a head. Dobby Boy is second by a head. Gold Burst is third by a length. True drops to the outside. It looks like Chinaman's Chance is now making a run. He's in the fourth. They're on the turn. Still, bar none, Dobby Boy and Gold Burst battling the lead with Dobby Boy ahead in front. Gold Burst second on the outside. Bar none third on the rail. Chinaman's Chance third on the outside. They're trying to catch Dobby Boy. He's still two. Chinaman's Chance is gaining. He searches for the inside. Dobby Boy is holding on, and Chinaman's Chance has the lead, and it's Chinaman's Chance at the post. Chinaman's Chance wins the Kentucky Derby.
The story has no moral.
Chinaman's Chance by Roy London. Judd Hirsch was heard as Daniel Lewis. Also heard were Deborah Mooney as Barbara Lewis, Peter McNichol as Billy, Linda Kimbrough Irene, Nancy Bagshaw Gladys, and Jane Murray Katie. Others in the cast were Richard Ramos, Michael Gross, Neil Coben, Tom Haig, and Harley Venton. Original music for Chinaman's Chance was composed by Steve Barnett. The play was directed by John Madden, with technical realization by Tom Vagley for Earplay, the Radio Drama Production Center for Public Broadcasting.
Earplay is made possible by grants from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the National Endowment for the Arts. This is NPR, National Public Radio.